Soccer.com.
President Trump lashing out yet again at Attorney General Jeff Sessions, saying on Twitter this morning he blames what he calls the continued Russian witch hunt hoax on Sessions' recusal from involvement. And the president noted he would have picked someone else for the job had he known Sessions was going to recuse himself. The president saying instead, so much time and money have been wasted along with so many lives that he says have been ruined. Christian Saucier, a former member of the Navy who spent a year in federal prison for taking pictures in a submarine, is going to sue former President Obama and former FBI Chief James Comey for selectively prosecuting him.
The president pardoning Saucier in March and said he was appreciative of his service to the nation. Saucier thinks Comey and Obama should be held responsible for the way he was treated, pointing to the way Hillary Clinton was given a free pass for how she mishandled classified information on her email server. I'm John DeMaster.
And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A Christian Baker from Colorado, the big winner in the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday when justices ruled in favor of the man who had refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The baker said creating that cake would violate his religious convictions. The court said in its ruling that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission did violate the baker's rights by displaying hostility about his religious beliefs. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented in that 7-2 ruling. Investigators in Arizona are now linking 6 murders to a man who took his own life at a hotel in the Phoenix suburb of Scottsdale. Police say Dwight Jones shot himself as a SWAT team was closing in on him yesterday. Investigators accused Jones of shooting and killing renowned forensic psychiatrist Stephen Pitt last Thursday before killing 2 paralegals on Friday and a psychologist on Saturday. Police also blame Jones for killing a couple in a Phoenix suburb over the weekend. Police say Jones targeted people who he believed were connected to his divorce years ago. And Roseanne co-star and executive producer of the Roseanne reboot, Sarah Gilbert, says she agrees with ABC's decision to cancel that program. After Roseanne Barr's racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, Gilbert saying on The Talk she was proud of the show but stands behind the network decision. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunter and Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunter County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
We're often asked about supplements, so today we thought we'd devote an entire show to vitamins, minerals, and other supplements you need to know about. And you know, I always like to start the show by breaking it down to like even the simplest form. So let's first start so people know what the difference between a vitamin and a mineral is.
Well, a vitamin is any of a group of organic compounds that are essential for normal growth and nutrition. And they're typically required in small quantities in the diet because the body can't make it. For example, vitamin D. Vitamin D can be made by certain ultraviolet rays of sunlight that combine with cholesterol and form vitamin D in the body. Or you can get it from fish. Cold water fatty fish such as salmon, tuna, and codfish, or vitamin B12 that you get from red meat, but you can't make these yourself.
Minerals would be defined as inorganic substances, and basically you just eat dirt.
Just eat dirt. How much dirt do you eat?
Yeah, well, whatever falls on the floor.
We do not advocate eating dirt.
Okay, so fat soluble versus non-fat soluble. So a lot of times you hear about people say, oh, if I take too many vitamins, I'm just going to pee them out. Well, that's true for some vitamins, although you still can overdose on water-soluble vitamins. I mean, that can happen. That's a misnomer that it can. You can get symptoms from that. But fat-soluble vitamins are perhaps the most dangerous if you take too much of them, because they're stored in the fatty tissues of the body and in the liver. And some examples of fat-soluble vitamins are?
Vitamin A, E, D, and C are fat-soluble vitamins.
No, C is not. C is water.
C is water-soluble, but the others I mentioned
are fat-soluble. Vitamin K is fat-soluble.
Yeah. And one should point out that vitamin D is actually not a vitamin, right? I mean, it's actually a pro-hormone that gets converted over. And so it was named as a vitamin at the time of discovery. And so it gets thrown in there with, okay, it's a vitamin, et cetera, but it's actually a pro-hormone.
That's right.
That is
That's
fascinating. Right. So these fat-soluble vitamins, they actually are absorbed through the intestinal tract, and it takes fats and lipids to help those absorb. So people say, oh, I'm going to go completely fat-free, or I'm going to knock out anything that is lipid source. Well, you do need those actually to be able to store vitamin A, D, E, and K.
And I think the important point I think you're making here, Judy, is that people can get sick. They can get toxic from too many vitamins. And that's very important. We've seen a lot of that in patients over the years, that they have vitamin toxicity and they back off and they feel
better.
Which
one makes you deaf? Is that if you get too much vitamin A, you go deaf? There's one vitamin if you get too much of it.
Vitamin E. If you get too much vitamin E, it affects your hearing.
Okay. So is vitamin A, you get too much, you can go blind? There's one that affects hearing and one that actually affects the eyes. But then, you know, vitamin K, because vitamin K has to do with clotting, that could be very dangerous if you get too much vitamin K.
Well, possibly. It doesn't put you in a hypercoagulable state. I mean, it's not going to promote clotting.
You could actually die from too much vitamin K.
True, but I don't know that that's because you could get clots, is it?
I think it is. Well, I don't know. We'll have to research that.
I'll have to read.
Okay, so water-soluble vitamins. So let's talk a little bit about those.
Well, these are the ones that turn your urine neon yellow, right? So patients will tell you that when I take my supplements, and oftentimes they notice that their urine becomes very boldly kind of goldish yellow color, and that's the B vitamins that they're clearing. And so the water soluble don't stay in the body, and they kind of have to be replaced on a more regular basis, and they're not stored up. And then they're excreted through the kidneys and the urine. And, you know, I tell patients that's not a bad thing. That means that the tank's full and your body's just getting rid of the extra. So having a little bit of that happen when you take a good – it means it's getting absorbed. You know, we have instances where B12, which is a water-soluble vitamin, it's happened in my office. I don't know if Dr. Gammon's had it where, you know, the patient got a B12 shot before they went to the lab, and then you get their blood work back, and, you know, their
vitamin B12's
high. Their B12's like 3,000. You're like, holy, where'd that come from? You're like, oh, they should have gotten their lab first and then gotten the shot.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You know, I was just looking up this vitamin K thing because, you know, there was a question on it. And it is fascinating because you can actually have liver issues and you can have clotting issues, especially for people that have that are taking medications to keep from clotting. They have to avoid vitamin
K
altogether.
Right, right. If they're on warfarin or Coumadin, vitamin K is an antidote to it. That's right. So then they could clot more.
Yeah. So you got to be careful.
So it could have an adverse effect on their management of the medication, but in patients that aren't on those medications, it shouldn't be a problem.
So, Judy, you're the health and wellness expert. A lot of people will say, well, gosh, if you have good nutrition, excellent nutrition, you don't need supplements. What's your answer to that?
Well, my answer to that is, you know, maybe back in the day when we had really good, rich soil and we were growing and planting things all the way across the United States. But now we have such limited places where we're growing that we're not resting the soil. So you have a lot of turnover. You're just turning and burning those crops through, and they're not getting what we used to have. The nutrients in our fruits and vegetables is not as high as it used to be. So I don't know if they actually go back every – it would be good if they did – every 10 years or so and actually relook at our current produce to look at the nutritional value. Or are
– USDA does. They test it periodically. I mean, they've reported over the last 20 years that the – nutritional value of produce is down 20 to 30%.
Yeah.
So it's not that it's bad for you. It's just you have to eat 20 to 30% more. And in a population that's already struggling to meet its current needs, that's tough. You know, the USDA used to require organic growers to rest the land every 10th year.
Mm-hmm.
And they lifted that restriction. So even the things that are grown organically now
don't have to do that.
Will have some of those deficiencies like you alluded to. You know, I always tell patients that you know, God was a good farmer. He told Hebrews they ought to rest their land every 7 years.
Yep.
Exactly.
There was a reason for that.
There was a reason for it.
And then, Mark, you alluded to this, and that is people don't eat nutritiously. They really don't.
Right.
A lot of people eat out a lot. They eat a lot of fast food. They're not getting their 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables daily.
You're not going to find your fruits and vegetables in your pantry, folks.
Well,
that's right.
You know, patients will come in, and this is a common question. It says, I just saw an article the other day in publication XYZ that said Americans shouldn't take supplements. And so, you know, oftentimes I'll try to get the specific reference, go look it up. And, you know, this is – the article usually will go about saying either the supplements they're taking are not of a good enough quality that they're really going to supply because the Food and Drug Administration lifted all the restrictions for inspection of the supplements
store brand,
back in 1995.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And then the other is, you know, the article will go back to what we're talking about. If you eat – adequate amounts of healthy foods, you don't need supplements. And then my question to the patient is, do you feel like you're eating adequate amounts of the healthy foods? Because I try, and I know I don't.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked it made the news. I love this because this kind of goes along with some things we've been talking about in the last couple weeks here on the show. But this is a new study, and this one's out of the University of Colorado at Boulder, shows that older blood vessels can be repaired in 6 to 8 weeks with antioxidants specifically targeting the mitochondria. So the study shows that it can take anywhere from 15 to 20 years off those blood vessels, and they'll appear to function, and they'll appear even younger. And the study was published actually in the American Heart Association journal Hypertension, and it shows again that pharmaceutical-grade supplements, which we're going to talk about the difference between store-grade and pharmaceutical-grade here in a minute, could be a key in preventing heart disease. In this study, the participants took MitoQ. It's a form of coenzyme Q that's actually been modified, changed up a bit, so that it works inside the mitochondrial. And I think this is going to actually change the way doctors look at patients with any kind of heart issue. even if it's, you know, they have heart disease, or they have, you know, high cholesterol, or they have past heart attack. I mean, all these things, they need to be taking it. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be talking a lot about the difference between store brand and pharmaceutical brand supplements.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While CoolSculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your CoolSculpting provider can help you decide if CoolSculpting is right for you. Our CoolSculpting specialist can help you learn more about CoolSculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses.
Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so today we're talking about supplements and what you need to know. Coming up, we're going to talk about a blood test that may just change your life.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, and going along with today's topic of supplements, we're talking about what's referred to as NASH, or non-alcoholic hepatosteatorrhea, fatty liver disease.
Oh.
So lots of patients nowadays being diagnosed with that, most of it due to nutritional changes. In the past, it was due to alcohol intake. Obviously, this is non-alcoholic, but they have fatty infiltration in the liver. This was a study produced by the British Journal of Pharmacology, and right now we don't have a specific pharmacologic agent for treating NASH, but what they looked at was NAD levels, and with those NAD levels, if you raise the NAD levels within the mitochondria, it actually reversed the NASH, and the most common way to do that was in the use of omega-3 fatty acids or the fish oils that would do it. There's some other products out that can also raise NAD levels in mitochondria, but getting down to the organelles within the cells and how to optimize them and finding out that some of these physiologic conditions that we diagnose may be actually due to intracellular abnormalities.
Now, the sad fact is more people are dying from NASH, or we could just call it fatty liver. More people
call it
are
fatty
getting,
liver. NASH sounds like hash. It's
yeah.
not, I don't know why, but it does.
But more people are getting liver cirrhosis from a fatty liver than from alcohol. And
you think that's the processed carbs doing that?
Processed carbs, too much fat in the diet, too much fast food, you know, steaks being injected with butter. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's just too much fat and too many carbohydrates.
What do you think,
generally.
Anderson?
It's definitely nutritional. I mean, you know, that as the carbohydrate intake in Americans' diets has increased, so has the fatty liver. But then again, you know, I have a patient that we just saw here in the office at Executive Medicine that ate really good, low-carb diet, still had some slight elevations in his liver functions, and had been told in the past he had a low fatty liver, which prompted him to really make changes in his diet. He also had an elevated ferritin level, and so both of these would indicate, you know, a chronic inflammatory state that's going on. So he probably has nutritional deficiencies where he's not, even though he may take the omega-3s, it's not getting pushed in there. And so we're going to work on some strategies. Ironically,
you did a micronutrient test on him, right?
He's going to get that done. But
yeah.
He also ended up having significant coronary artery disease that he was unaware of, which is probably a manifestation of this chronic inflammation that's been going on. And the only markers for it were his liver functions and the ferritin.
Well, Dr. Gaiman, talk to us a little bit about this, or either one of you actually, about the micronutrient test, because it's a very helpful test.
So traditionally, doctors do blood tests, including blood tests for nutrients and vitamins and so on.
But they don't do them routinely, just to point out. People say, oh, I got my blood drawn. Doesn't mean you got these tests.
Well, I'm not talking about the micronutrient. I'm just talking about the regular routine tests that doctors do. And let's take an example.
Okay, but that's my point. You go in for a physical. They aren't necessarily checking your vitamin D or B12.
Oh, that's right. But let's assume they do. So a doctor checks your vitamin D level in your blood, and it comes back in the normal range. But the question is, just because it's normal in the blood, is it normal inside the cell where it's actually being used? Does it cross the cell membrane inside the cell where it's used? The micronutrient test is a test that reflects what's going on inside the cell. And often we find that people have normal levels of nutrients or vitamins in their blood, but inside the cell it's low. And so, in fact, they do need the supplements in that situation. And it's surprising how much better people feel when they get the right supplements. As I've said many times, I've had people come in with a shoebox full of supplements, and they're the wrong supplements. They do need supplements, but much less, and it needs to be targeted.
Well, and that brings us into pharmaceutical grade, and there's a big difference between store brand and pharmaceutical grade supplements.
This is true. So you go back to the FDA Act of 1995, and they lifted all, pretty much all regulatory jurisdiction over what we refer to as nutraceuticals, and which would include a lot of the supplements and vitamins, meaning that oftentimes they're not required to be tested to verify that they do have in them what they say they have in them. And so they oftentimes are deficient in that. And then they frequently will have other things in them that aren't necessarily supposed to be in there. And the one that can cause an immediate issue for somebody is a lot of times they'll have peanuts or peanut oil, and they didn't disclose on the packaging. And because they're made in the
facility.
I didn't
know that.
But they're not required to disclose that. So,
really?
I mean, foods do. You know, you read your packaging on food, and it says this product's made in a factory where, you know, nuts are used, et cetera, et cetera.
I never thought about that with nuts. That's like, I mean, I knew that a lot of these store brand supplements will have, like, gluten. Or
right.
They'll put, you know, unnecessary gluten or dairy or
coloring,
whatever.
Coloring, binders, et cetera, et cetera.
Chalk actually is one of the binders that
they
use.
So every 2 or 3 years, you'll see an attorney general of one state or the other that'll do a little grandstanding and pull products off the shelf at retail and have them tested and then, you know, go after and file a consumer claim against these companies. And nothing ever comes of it because they hide behind the fact that they're in compliance with the FDA Act of 1995. Now, pharmaceutical grade means these companies that manufacture voluntarily, they're not under any law requiring them to, but they test and manufacture the supplements with the same quality assurance that pharmaceuticals are required
to be
tested.
It has to be 99% pure.
Has to be
they cannot have binders, fillers.
They check the raw
dyes.
Product as it comes in.
Yeah.
First and foremost. So you gotta make sure what you're getting as a raw product is what it says it is. And then they test the end product, the capsule, tablet, whatever they've produced, to verify that they've met the quality and it doesn't have additives and things like you just referenced. So, you know, big difference. They're a little pricier.
But it's when you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. You know, when I talk to patients, most of the better products are going to be available online. You know, our products are available. There's others out there. But then they occasionally can be on the shelf, but it's sometimes difficult to, you know, I mean, I think I'm fairly well educated about it, so I always kind of play consumer if I'm at a store and pull stuff off and, you know, can't tell, you know, because they often don't say on the bottle made of pharmaceutical. That's not always
true.
Well,
that's because most of the pharmaceutical grades are actually sold by healthcare providers.
They're going to be sold through physicians, healthcare providers.
So, like we use 3 different labs to produce our
online
Stay Young Vitamin line because some labs do really well at producing one particular product and some do another. I mean, when we put together the Stay Young Vitamin line, we have like a lot of thought and research that goes into what gets put in there.
It comes up for review
every year.
And sometimes things get dropped because it's not a good value or it's not a good product any longer or we found a better product. Or we found a better value. So, you know, we're constantly reviewing that line. And then, you know, my general thing with the supplements and Dr. Gammon referenced the shoebox effect, you don't need to have every letter in the alphabet, you know, in the box. It's the kind of keep it simple, stupid. A good multivitamin is the basic for everybody. You know, how many times do women tell you I took my prenatal vitamins and my hair grew faster and my nails grew faster? I mean, they got good nutrition and the body responded, And supplemented nutrition. But a good multivitamin, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, and a good probiotic.
Well, you know, we're going to go through step by step the vitamins and the minerals so you know where you get them from and what they do in the body. So don't go away. We'll come right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where Harvey Weinstein has just pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex act charges. The disgraced movie mogul arraigned on charges brought last week by a Manhattan grand jury. Weinstein accused of raping a woman in 2013 in a Manhattan hotel room and forcing another woman to perform sex acts on him at his office in 2004. Just days until the scheduled summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and one of President Trump's top economic advisors says he believes the president deserves some credit for making this happen. Larry Kudlow says on Fox News,
North Korea coming to the negotiating table has a lot to do with President Trump's very firm stand with respect to their nuclear weapons, with respect to all options on the table.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, coming up, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. That number is 844-WELL-100. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. If you haven't already done so, you know, after the shows air on your station and across the country, it actually goes to podcast as Staying Young Show 2.0. A little bit of bonus material on Staying Young Show 2.0 is you get a daily medical minute. So you get 1 minute health tip every single day that you don't get a show. So lots of great stuff there. And it's free. So you can't beat free. Hey, let's go through the vitamins and the minerals. And we're going to kind of take you through the alphabet, so to speak. And like, I'll start us off with A. So vitamin A, it's actually important for your skin, your hair, your mucous membranes. It helps you see in dim light and is good for bone and tooth growth. And where you're going to find that is in yellow or orange fruits and veggies, green leafy veggies, and in liver, if you eat liver, and then also in dairy products.
Well, this is the one I always find ironic. Patient goes and sees the ophthalmologist, diagnosed with macular degeneration, and is told that they need to go get on some type of ocular vitamin,
right.
Ocuvite, et cetera, et cetera. And generally, it's vitamin A has been shown to decrease the progression of macular degeneration. Well, my point to patients is, why wait until you're told that
right.
you have macular degeneration to make sure you got vitamin A?
Because it's not going to reverse it.
No.
It just keeps it from progressing.
It just keeps it from progressing. So we know vitamin A deficiency can play a role in the development of macular degeneration.
Yep.
Great. Keep it topped off before you get it. Don't wait
it's
till
all
you
all about
get it.
Prevention. Okay, why don't you go take us through the B vitamins?
So vitamin B1 and B2, known as thiamine and riboflavin, they help the body release energy from carbohydrates during metabolism, during growth, and during muscle tone. So very, very important vitamins. Thiamine's very important for the brain also. So B1 you can get from fortified cereals, oatmeal, meats, rice, pasta, whole grains, and liver.
See, there's liver again. You don't eat liver.
I hate liver.
I like liver. Liver and onions.
Vitamin B2 you get from whole grains, green leafy vegetables, organ meats, like liver.
Like liver.
And eggs.
That's what you're having for dinner, honey. As soon as we're not vegetarian anymore.
Vitamin B6 helps build tissues and aids in metabolism of protein. B6 you get from fish, poultry, lean meats, bananas, prunes, dried beans, whole grains, and avocados. All healthy stuff.
I like avocados.
Vitamin B12 is important for everything in the body, particularly the nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, the nerves in your arms and legs. B12 is needed for your blood.
And metabolism, huge in metabolism.
It's important for everything. And it's basically found in red meats, some milk products, and seafood.
All
so
right.
Very, very important.
Well, and I think one of the ironies with B12 is, you know, we're advocating patients minimize, limit red meats. And so we do see more and more folks that come through and they have relatively low
B12
levels.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's like a catch-22, right?
Well, it is, but, you know, maybe I tell people if you're going to choose, like you guys are doing right now, to go vegetarian, then you need to know what things are going to be tough to get, you know, and you're going to have to go out of your way, or you're going to have to supplement it, right?
I will tell you, we are going to eat meat because we have this reservation.
As I see this syringe full of a red liquid sitting over here.
Yeah, that's right. The B vitamins.
Right.
That's right.
I got a B shot ready to go for somebody. So.
Well, sometimes you got to break the rules. So we're going to, what's the name of that restaurant we finally got a reservation at?
11 Madison Park in New York.
In New York. Supposed to be the best restaurant in the world.
I bet they got a great vegetarian plate.
They do.
I am so not eating the vegetarian plate. Really?
Not.
Because, I don't know. Because I want to like experience the whole thing. That's true. I do like eggplant. All right. Keep on. We're in the biotin.
Well, you got biotin, and you know, I'll put choline in there and folate. So, you know, biotin oftentimes associated with metabolism of proteins, fats. So we need a little biotin, need a little choline. Again, you're going to see milk, liver, eggs, peanuts. I have to take issue with some of the others where it was like fortified cereals or fortified milk. Basically means those products don't have it naturally.
They added it.
And they added it. So, you know, now you're back to eating packaged processed.
Yeah, no good.
That's processed. So, you know, if you're really eliminating processed, even if you have grains in there, that's not going to be fortified. So you're going to have to seek out other sources. You know, folate, you get back to the green leafy vegetables. So if you just have spinach and onions with liver and onions with a spinach salad.
You're
a couple
good,
of times
man.
A week, a little salmon, cold water fish. You know, vary it, mix it up, lots of veggies. You're going to cover most all of this stuff.
All right. So niacin, I'll take this one. So niacin is actually good for carbohydrate, protein, and fat metabolism. You're going to find it in meat, fish, chicken, your peanuts.
It's the precursor of NAD.
It is.
Right.
So
you got to have,
it to stay young. And then pentothenic acid. I think this is interesting because every time I've had the micronutrient test, and usually I only remember to do that when I've kind of fallen off my supplements. I cannot tend to get this naturally through food because unless I take this supplement, I'm, for whatever reason, always deficient. And it actually helps release energy from the fats and carbs. And it's in lean meats, whole grains, beans, veggies, and fruits. But I don't think there's enough in our current sources or something because we see that deficiency quite a bit.
Vitamin C, known as ascorbic acid, of course, comes from colorful fruits and vegetables, citric fruits like oranges, and, of course, peppers, you know, red peppers and so on.
Oh, Judy's and favorite. Kiwi. Oh, I hate red peppers. But kiwi is really good. You get, like, more than you do out of an orange or a lemon.
Right. And ascorbic acid or vitamin C is essential for your muscles, your bones, your mucous membranes. It's very, very important.
And it helps you absorb iron, right?
That's right.
have to have a little vitamin C for non-heme sources of iron or plant sources of irons at the same time. So D, we've talked about a little bit, but, you know, most of it's going to be made with our skin. You do get some from cold water fish. Eggs.
Eggs. Some. You eat boiled eggs. You get some good vitamin D there.
Get your vitamin D that way. Vitamin E, which at one point was, was shown with reduction risk of cardiovascular disease, and it went the other way and said, ooh, too much vitamin E can actually cause it. So, you know, you got to get some. You just don't want to overdo it. But you get those green leafy vegetables in there. You know, some vegetable oils, grains are going to have it. And then K is going to come from the green leafy vegetables. So, you know, again, if you boil down the list and said, you know, how do I knock most of that stuff out, is eat liver and onions with a big spinach salad, yep, with a little side of kiwi.
You see his face. He's like, I'm not eating that.
A little side of kiwi.
I'm just thinking you might get gout
from that. Alfresco. Alfresco. You got to go eat it outside.
You got to eat it outside. Then you get your vitamin D.
With your shirt off.
With your shirt off, right.
All right, let's knock a couple of these minerals out. Calcium, obviously, you know, you get that in milk and milk products, and it's good for the bones and the muscle tissue.
But again, you got a lot of people that are not doing dairy, you know.
I know.
Part of their diet, so.
And, you know, it's not just good for bones. It's really important to regulate your heartbeat and muscle and nerve function and all these other things. Here's another one we see a lot of times a deficiency in is copper, and we didn't used to see this at all, but copper is really important. It's in oysters, nuts, organ meats, and beans. So,
also, zinc is found in nuts as well as lean meats, liver, eggs. Zinc is good for digestion and also for the reproductive system, good for the libido.
Okay, so here's the thing on
prostate,
zinc.
Prostate health.
And prostate health.
If you have a zinc deficiency, we can give you testosterone all day long, and you're not going to absorb it and utilize it the way you would if your zinc was actually proper. But you don't want to just go off and take zinc. You want to actually have it tested.
Just that. Selenium is another one that is the reproductive health. So potassium. People should get enough of that. And you oftentimes say, well, I've been eating bananas. Like, great, lots of sugar. You can go eat, you know, spinach has just as much potassium in it.
Lean meats do too. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways you can get a lot of these minerals. Gosh, there's so many more. You know what I'll do? I'll post some of this on our social media. If you're not already following us on social media, you can do so at Twitter, and our Twitter handle is at Stay Young Media, or Facebook Stay Young Media Group. We're going to be right back, and when we come back, we're going to have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333. 6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, don't forget we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. At the end of this and every single show, it's your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And that number again, toll-free, 844-WELL-100. And if you're just tuning in, this and every single episode after it airs, of course, if you're listening on a station, you heard it here first, is going to go as a podcast under Staying Young Show 2.0.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, so today we have a blogger, actually, Jamie Harper. She's out of Tulane, Utah. And I got to tell you, you got a fun blog, Fly by the Seat of Our Pants. It's about a family with four kids flying around the world and doing it last minute. So before we start playing with you, Jamie, I gotta ask you, what made you want to do this blog?
Well, we've traveled, I've flown like 300 times with our kids, and I get so many questions about ideas and tips and what to do here and there, and we've been to basically every national park, and so many people are asking me questions, and like it'd be so much easier to just refer them to a website that I've written.
That's perfect.
I finally started doing it this year.
That's good, because my website on that would be easy. Send them to grandma's.
Well, we do that one too. Yeah.
The one-liner.
All right, so the doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you five questions. We don't expect you to get them right, but we do expect you to have a lot of fun with us. So,
okay.
Yeah, and you're gonna play for prizes. So if you get a couple right, we'll send out some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And if you get a lot of them right, you're going to get lucky because we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream, and that's going to help you stay young and use stem cell science to do it.
All right, Jamie, first question.
Ooh, I need that.
Our brains contain hundreds, millions, or billions of brain cells.
Hundreds, millions, or billions. I'm going to go with hundreds.
No! Oh, you got billions of brain cells. Those kids must have knocked a few of yours down.
Definitely. I got the pregnancy brain.
Yeah, we're going to have to recreate some of those. 86 billion.
Oh, wow.
More than stars in the sky.
Unless you're Jamie Harper.
Well, here's your next question. I have a feeling you will get this one correct. Multitasking makes your brain work better or worse? Multitasking. Does it make your brain work better or worse?
Worse.
You are correct.
Yeah.
I thought you'd get that one. It decreases your attention span, decreases learning, decreases performance, and decreases short-term memory.
Wow.
Which generation is more forgetful? Uh-oh. Millennials or baby boomers?
Oh, that's tricky.
Reference question number two.
Baby boomers are in their... They're going through their old stage right now, right? I think millennials probably.
You're right.
True. Probably because they multitask all the time.
That's right.
Okay, and this pertains more to millennials also, but what is our current attention span? Is it seconds, minutes, or an hour? The typical attention span of the typical American.
Seconds.
You are correct. In fact, it's gotten worse. In the year 2000, the average attention span, this is unbelievable, was 12 seconds. Now, it's 8 seconds. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Do you realize that's shorter than the 9-second
attention? Wait, what'd you say? Yeah. I'm just kidding. That was 9 seconds ago, so I obviously forgot.
Do you realize the average American's attention span is shorter than the average goldfish?
Oh, my gosh.
That explains a lot. Yeah.
We're all walking around doing a dory.
Question five. High cholesterol increases or decreases the risk for Alzheimer's?
Increases.
No, it actually decreases. Low cholesterol can actually increase the risk of dementia, according to new studies. So I think 25% of the cholesterol in our body is concentrated in our brain.
So you got to have some of it. Yeah. People think all cholesterol is bad.
So
but
need some high cholesterol.
Yeah.
So, well, you don't have to go high cholesterol.
Trick question, right? Put that one on your blog. Just kidding.
Right.
Okay, so you know what, Jamie? We're going to send you out some essential multivitamins, and you were fun. We'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream too.
Thank you.
Yeah, where can we find that blog just for our listeners?
So it's flybytheseatofourpants.com.
Flybytheseatofourpants.com.
Yeah, I'm also on Instagram or Facebook. So.
What's your Instagram?
Or Twitter. Instagram's flybytheseatofourpants. And Twitter's fly by our pants.
Fly by our pants. Okay. Hey, Jamie, thanks for coming on and playing with us. We
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Fun.
Okay. Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Bye
bye. Bye. That was funny. She said, aren't the baby boomers like getting old right now?
I don't know what she's talking about.
They've been old. It's not getting.
Yeah. Right. All right. Anything else you guys want to add about supplements? I'm curious. Like, what do you guys take?
Well, I think we have to mention probiotics.
Oh, we didn't even cover probiotics.
Probiotics is very important
Huge.
For normal gut flora.
We all take that.
Normal gut flora will prevent weight gain. It helps with heart problems, brain problems, all sorts of things. So I think probiotics are very important. Fish oil is another good one that's helpful for the arteries.
If you're vegan or vegetarian, you know, like the Stay Young Vitamin actually has a plant-based omega-3.
That's right.
A lot of people order that from us.
Right.
We have clean products. So, I mean, if you got people that are gluten sensitive, there's gluten-free products out there.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can get your supplements.
Dairy-free, gluten-free. Well, yeah, I think part of the reason that we kind of came to that is because we ourselves had our own issues. I mean, Dr. Gaiman and I, neither one of us can do gluten. And it was really important that we had gluten-free supplements. So,
it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or go to smartnewyou.com. Charlie does a radio ablation procedure at the base of the tongue that prevents the need for CPAP machines in 95% of cases. It's marvelous.
Lots of feedback on that, by the way. Dr. Powell's doing a terrific job.
He is. Now, the last show's riddle was the following. What has to be broken before it can be used? Of course, the answer is an egg. And I can think of some other answers, like a wild horse has to be broken before you can ride it and so on. So we'll be interested to see what all the answers were.
A wild horse. That's a good answer, too.
That's a good answer.
Okay, yeah. This week's riddle.
This week's riddle is the following. Jimmy's mother had three children. The first was called April. The second was called May. What was the name of the third child? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to StayYoungAmerica.com. There's the Dementia Defender Contact Us tab there. You're going to give us the correct answer, first of all. And if you get it correct and you leave us your name and your address, we'll send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. And, you know, leave your phone number, because sometimes people rattle off these addresses. I have no idea what they said. So if I have to call you to clarify either a number or a name of a street, please leave your number for that. We're not going to call you for anything else, just to let you know. And if you get the answer wrong, you're going to get a postcard from me saying, hey, thanks for playing. And it's fun, you know. And for those of you who play every single week, we're not going to send you out 20 books. But we are going to keep track, because we're going to have a showdown at the end of 18 of all the people that get the most right.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his view, he has been falsely accused of rape.
That's Harvey Weinstein's lawyer moments after Weinstein pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex act charges in New York City this morning.
And I intend to help him win this case fair and square on the merits or the lack of merits.
Lawyer Ben Brofman speaking after the movie mogul was arraigned on charges brought last week by a Manhattan grand jury. Weinstein accused of raping a woman in 2013 and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's being accused of trying to influence witnesses in the criminal case against him. A new court filing says he called, texted, and sent encrypted messages to two people in a bid to influence their testimony in the case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The U.S. Supreme Court finds in favor of a Colorado baker named Jack Phillips, who was sued by a gay couple after he refused to create a custom cake for the gay couple's wedding. He had cited his religious beliefs. Charlie Craig, the